Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, we got a caller from Scotland, from Belgium, from Brooklyn, from Colorado, from Tennessee, from Idaho, from Arizona, Maine, you name it. And I'm going right to calls in Scotland and Belgium on the exploding crime wave everywhere. Same leftist policies in Europe they have here. Same in Australia and New Zealand. That's coming up next segment. I'm going right to your calls, so thanks for calling in. But I want to play a clip here. I want to really magnify and support. There's a bunch of these I saw today, but won't have time to get to any of them except one. You see the AP reporter calling out the Defense Department spokesman saying that, you know, NATO and the U.S. started the war in Russia and Ukraine. That's just a fact. You see Trump coming out against the war. You see citizens going to these town hall events and getting in the faces of Republicans and Democrats that are pushing this. So listen to this gaslighting when Jose Vega confronts Hakeem Jeffries, a member of Congress, on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline revelations and World War III. Now, he cusses some, but other than that, his message is dead on. And this is the spirit. This is how we should all be behaving, minus the cussing. But I get why he's pissed. You know, it's like Charlton Heston at the end of Planet of the Apes. He's like, you murderers, you bleat GD, blah, blah, you blew it all up, you idiots. I mean, that's really where we are. And I've got more polls out today. Again, 80% are against the war. 80% think Biden's doing a bad job in the war. 80%. 80% aren't against it. It should be 99%, but it wasn't declared by Congress. It's out of control, and it's wrong. So here's a clip of Jose Vega, and there's a bunch more. Then it was like the whole group gets against him, and then then they go, fine, we're not taking any more questions. So if you just go online and type in Jose Vega into Twitter, you'll see his confrontation, and then the same tweet. It's just boom, 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 boom. I mean, I probably watched 10 clips this morning. A few of the people against World War III were wearing masks. You couldn't hear what they were saying. Please take the damn mask off. The same folks bringing you the war brought you the mask hysteria and the poison shots. So here is this very, very important clip. We'll be right back with your phone call straight ahead.
The UN Security Council had a meeting yesterday, and Ray McGovern spoke to it. He is a former member of the CIA, and he testified in support of Seymour Hersh's article on the United States bombing Nord Stream pipeline. If it is proven that the United States bombed the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, as has been asserted by Seymour Hersh and his article, will you call for the United States to acknowledge and admit that that was an act of war against Germany and Russia? And I'm asking this because this may be the only way to prevent the rest of us from being killed in a thermonuclear war. And I don't want to be fried. Don't you think the media should be reporting on whether or not this is true? And don't you think you should be inquiring into whether or not this is true?
Well, thank you for the question. One, I've got no information to suggest that the United States was involved in bombing the Nord Stream pipeline.
Because you weren't given information because he explicitly says you weren't briefed on it. Shouldn't you inquire?
So here's what I'll say about, I think, you know, President Biden's leadership generally as it relates to the Ukraine and Russia.
We committed an act of war. What are you doing to respond to that? We have to hold Biden accountable. So listen, you're from Brooklyn, right? You know when to call bullshit when you see it. So do I. This is bullshit right now. And I see what's happening right now. That does not silence me. So you can hear me right now. I want you to say something about the bombing, because we're all going to die from a nuclear war right now unless you stop it and you at least put an inquiry into whether or not it's true. This war in Ukraine is going to leave us all dead. So what are you going to do? Because you need to inquire. I'm a New Yorker, too.
Here's what I'll say.
Say it.
We're going to continue to stand with the Ukrainian people.
That's fucking bullshit. Do not do that. You will end us all dead.
War against
Vladimir Putin. We need peace. We need talks. Why are you sabotaging talks? Do not put your hands on me. We need peace talks. I am not going to take this. We need peace talks. You are leaving. Listen.
Democracy.
Did you even read the allegations?
It's a
no.
Battle between
how about accountability? Not airheadedness.
And it's a battle between tyranny and freedom. And democracy, truth, and freedom will prevail.
Not cremation.
The United States is going to make sure that that happens.
Not destruction. How about that?
I want to ask you to join me. Damn airhead, you're going to kill us all! Team. I don't want to die in a damn nuclear war! And nobody does!
Calling out those evil puppets.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are back. We're taking your calls on the crime wave. And I should have said, call from anywhere in the world to talk about it. South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, the continent of Europe, Eastern Europe, Western Europe, the UK, the US, Canada, and the phones are loaded up from Scotland and Belgium and all over the world. And it's the same globalist policies of opening borders, bringing in military-age men, putting in prosecutors that don't prosecute serious crime, rape, murder, abductions, and then the crime explodes. Why are they doing this? Well, it's Cloward and Piven. Collapse the society, because the ultra-rich live behind big gates with armed bodyguards. And, of course, they take our guns, and then we are absolutely like sheep to the slaughter with the wolves. This is the takedown of civilization, the takedown of society, the abortion, the infanticide, the transhumanism. If you go back to every ancient culture, the Mayans, the Aztecs, the Babylonians, the Egyptians, every culture did it, black, white, doesn't matter. You would get a civilization based on agrarian systems, they would build temples, they would have a ruling class, and within 500 years or so of a civilization forming, in almost every case, human sacrifice was brought forward. At first, only a few people. Then later, the kings, and it's in the Bible, and it's in the text they've dug up, and it's written on the walls of the hieroglyphs in Egypt, that indeed, Ramses II did exist, and he did, his father, just like in the movie The Ten Commandments, again with Charlton Heston, literally ordered the firstborn Israelite children, boys, to be killed. There's too many slaves. There's too many boys. They're hard to control. We're going to have an uprising. He got an uprising, didn't he, with Moses? And that, it's the same thing. We can't kill the boys outside the womb outright, so we weaponize them. We tell them to be in gangs, or we tell them, oh, you're really a girl. Let's cut your genitals off. That way you don't have children. It's another way of human sacrifice to cut population. That's what's happening. Let's go to Scotland and then to Belgium. Brian, thanks for calling from Scotland. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. It's great to speak to you after all these years of watching you. And I would say, Alex, Google my name later on. It's Brian McCarroll. That's McKerrow. And you will see the negativity that you'll know I must be an effective campaigner. In 1999, I became a father. And since then, I fought to see my child having been acknowledged as the father. And why I'm saying all of this is, I want to quickly, because I know I've got limited time. If you think about what they're doing with CRISPR, I want you now, and I know you'll know when I say it, Alex, the tender years doctrine. Have you ever heard that, Stephen, with regard to paternity and an issue of paternity between our mother and our father?
Yes.
Right. Now, that's actually a scam, because what people don't realise is from the date that that was stamped and it's still operational, that changed the status of humanity, because that birth certificate, say, for example, you were born, but your mother and father were born. But if your mother, you and your mother and father hadn't been married, you would have. So that condition applied to you. And that's the same as CRISPR. And I can go into it. Now, I think what we need to do is have Robert Barnes and Fry and you beforehand discuss with me, because this is a real test of perception. They have so subtly scammed us out of our basic rights that we're looking at the wood and don't see the trees. And can I explain that? The Tender Years Doctrine changed the status of humanity so that they could inherit ours. Imagine if you had animals and they owned things. When they died, no one would chase you up to say, who's inheriting the animals' possessions? We're the animals. And, for example, the Queen's birth certificate will look nothing like a citizen's birth certificate.
You're bringing up a very sophisticated issue that once they start having designer humans and editing the genes, the globalists are saying that's not really a human, it doesn't have rights. Just like in old England or old France, if you were a bastard, it meant you didn't basically have the same rights as someone that came from a married family certified by the church. So you're talking about them creating an underclass of people, and bringing up the family is a similar modern form of that. But we're talking about crime waves, sir, and it's interesting what you're bringing up is important. What do you want to say about crime waves?
Oh, the crime is absolutely tied into the disenfranchisement of society to the individual. And we see it, and funnily enough, you see that, I have one because of this. I've literally just been charged the other day for harassing the police on the 999. What have I phoned up for? And I phoned them again today. They've not arrested me. Because this is what everybody's got to realise, Alex, is when there's something wrong, you have every right to phone the police. Why are people scared not to phone the police and say, arrest Biden? He's a war criminal. Arrest
Well, let's do this. You sound like an interesting fellow. I want to look into you. What's your full name and we'll look it up?
You look it up. And you'll see I've been doing almost comparative work to yourself for as long as you've been doing it. My name is Brian McCarroll Jr. It's McKerrow. And I can take on any law.
All right. I appreciate you calling. Got to be fair to everybody else. Appreciate you. Emmanuel in Belgium on small business owners in Europe and the immigrant crime wave. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. First of all, I should say small businesses, they actually almost don't exist anymore in Western Europe. I live in Belgium, so I speak French, German, Dutch, so I speak multiple languages, travel a lot, and I see a lot of signs of business closed, like forever. Also, I have to say, I talk a lot to my grandparents as well. They were born in the beginning 30s, and they have seen really an evolution of everything was small business, family-owned. Right now, it's all Fortune 500 companies. Let's explain how that works.
Fortune 500 can pay the bill to control major crime attacking their businesses, but small businesses can't. So it effectively, by shutting down the police and bringing in criminals, knocks out the small businesses.
Yeah, of course. And that's exactly what we see in big cities like Brussels, Paris, Berlin. That's exactly what's happening.
Well, look at the UK and the Netherlands is paying farmers to sell their family farm and not ever farm again. And they're doing the same thing where small businesses are shut down. They do not want independent people.
The problem with the Netherlands is, and I'm a native Dutch speaker, so I understand the situation there very, very, very good. And the problem is that the farmers, they often say they divide and conquer the farmers as well. The farmers should have one front and say 100% of the farmers should say no to the government. But the government says it's not you are not the problem, but your neighbor is the problem. And then divide and conquer, and farmers should, you know, unite and say this
exactly.
Problem is
they,
not
they stick
problem.
One farmer on the neighbor, and then a year later they go after the farmer that helped the government. People need to be smarter than that.
Right now, they are also beginning to do the same in Belgium, and it also works right here. So it's exactly a repeat. So what the hell is going on? I don't know. But it's really, really, really weird what's happening right here. And I should also say, like, the small businesses that still exist are like kebab and pita bars in Belgium and certainly in France as well. And I should say, in the election in 2020 with Trump, people talked a lot about Trump and the election in America as well. And every white person in Europe basically was against Trump. You know, the orange men, you know, the social engineers did their job very, very well right here. But the immigrants, actually with backgrounds of Morocco, of Northern Africa, of Asia, Pakistan, they were like, they love Trump. They still love Trump. I don't know. Do you have an explanation for that? But immigrants in Western
Well,
America,
I mean, whites have been Trump. Taught to hate the West and hate success. And then a lot of folks that have come here, the ones that are entrepreneurs, aspire to be successful, and they do become very successful. And so when they see what they want being taken away from them, they're smart enough to recognize the tyranny they left and to see the Tyranny taking over their new home. Thanks for the call. Now, I didn't intend for a bunch of foreign callers to call in. It's great they did. You get to get a foreign perspective. But when we go to break, I'm coming right back with Andrew in Colorado on small business, Denver crime wave, and just have your points, make them. We want to get a gestalt of all your points in here. We're going to go bam, bam, bam. I'm going to take all the calls that are on the board before this hour ends. And then, speaking of the UK, Paul Joseph Watson that had to evacuate a year ago from London because of the insane crime and just total insanity from the countryside outside London will be hosting the fourth hour. And then the leftist wrecking ball, Owen the Cuck Slayer Destroyer, will be hosting the War Room 3 p.m. Central today. I'm also going to intersperse a lot of the news I haven't gotten to yet. Coming up as well, like U.S. to expand troop presence in Taiwan, training against China's invasion. World War III is really rolling forward. How do we stop it? We'll do our best job. Stay with me. I'm Alex Jones.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. here, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Phone calls right now. Andrew in Colorado on the crime wave. What are you experiencing as a small business owner?
Alex, man, it's crazy up here in the belly of the beast. Downtown Denver, I won't even consider going to see clients anymore because if you leave your vehicle for any more than a minute, windows get smashed. They cut the catalytic converters out of the things. So they rob the banks and the neighborhoods these days. You know, man, I've lived here for a long time. And Colorado used to be a really nice little cow town where you could go to work and leave your doors open, let your dogs run in your yard and come home and everything was okay. And just yesterday, they robbed the two banks in my neighborhood. It's ridiculous. Since they legalized weed in the state, it's brought an influx of nothing but bad and crime up here.
Absolutely. I'm for decriminalization, but not for legalization. We shouldn't have nonviolence in jail, but it comes with the whole big tech Soros package. So the same leftists that took over your state have taken over Texas almost completely, and they know exactly what they're doing. It's a formula.
Oh, they take over the courts. They take over. They move in. Then they infiltrate local governments. Immediately they go after guns, and they change your culture. They change your society, and then the crime follows, and it follows in such a big, quick, fast way.
That's why when you move to a small town, you've got to run for mayor, you got to run for commissioner, and you got to, from the beginning, before the left shows up, you got to warn everybody about what's going to happen. When they show up with their grant money and their promises and all this, you got to say no to all of it, or they will destroy you.
Well, let me tell you another story. So I've been listening to you for a long time, and, you know, we've seen this come down the pipe for, you know, we'll say decades. And so on your advice, I bought a nice piece of rural property, you know, off a dirt road in the middle of nowhere. And over the last couple of years, they've infiltrated all the rural communities as well. And so Colorado's become one of those places where I don't think people can live here anymore unless you're a lefty.
And by the way, I don't know all this because I've got a 200 IQ. Agenda 21, Agenda 2030 calls for even towns of 100 people. They will do a $100,000 grant. They will send in a sociologist to manipulate the locals, to pay off a few key people, and then basically start taking your town over. I mean, this is a scientific takeover.
Oh, it absolutely has to be, buddy. First thing they do is California comes in, and it may not just be Californians, but it seems to be those are the people who get on your city councils, your local governance, and immediately they start pushing to confiscate guns. And we have so many bills going through right now that we can't even defend ourselves in our own neighborhoods, let alone in our own houses anymore. They want to take it away at this point where you can't even shoot on your property.
I know.
If you have.
I know. Colorado was probably the best state to live in 10 years ago. And I talked to so many refugees that are, you know, leaving Colorado now. And again, most of these Californians are so brainwashed. They think they're escaping it, but they bring it with themselves because they've got a virtue signal. So they immediately get in line and support the thing that destroyed where they came from. I appreciate your call. Sorry to hear what's happening. Dino in Chicago. Boy, we know about defunding the police there. What's happening in Chicago?
Hey, how's it going, Alex? Long-time listener. Just the level of propaganda is just out of this world. Earlier during the show, Owen had mentioned that in the embassy right in England, in front of the Russian embassy, they were painting the Ukrainian flag. Well, same thing was going on over here. They weren't painting over here, but they have a big flag. Well, they had a big flag of the country of Ukraine. And I had called in to, I think it was the governor's office in Chicago, because I was trying to figure out who was in charge of that perimeter of where the flag is at. It's on Interstate I-90-94 as you're going in and out of the city right there. And you can see it. And I was like, whose idea was it to put the flag up there? You know, why did they put the Iraqi flag when we invaded Iraq? You know what I mean?
Well, let's expand on that.
Yeah.
It's called the latest thing. And so when you see a Ukrainian flag, it doesn't mean you care about the Ukrainian people. I don't like what Putin did overall, but he got manipulated into it. It means the globalists have a new symbol every 6 months, every year. They get you hyped up behind it. The whole rainbow flag, nothing to do with gay people in their bedrooms, okay? It has to do with a whole leftist corporate agenda. So they're like, oh, you're not against gay people. Well, no, I'm not against them. Okay, well, then let us have access to your kids. Again, it's all a shoehorn. It's all a wedge to get control of us and have some new thing we're hyped up into to support, when really all you're supporting is a corporate fascist takeover.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And then now we have a new mayor. Well, there's another, you know, they're going to have a new mayor. Brandon Johnson is the guy that's going to run. I looked at his one of his statements on his website. Hunger, homelessness, and unemployment are right outside our front door. Gun violence is not only on the news. It traumatizes our neighborhood. And they just had like an assault, whatever that means, weapons ban in Illinois. And the sheriffs of Cook County and Lake County, Illinois, are for sure going to enforce it. The other guys are not. So it seems like Illinois, for the most part, is pretty red, except for, you know, Cook County, Lake County. And so although gun violence is kind of down so far in Chicago, other kinds of crime are up. You know, they're stealing people's catalytic converter. Who wants to go downtown right now when they're going to do smash and grab? Why would you even have a brick and mortar?
Absolutely, Dino. Thank you for the call. Richard in Maine, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's good to hear from you. Talk to you. I've called him before. My name is Richard Ward, and I'm a political activist here in Portland, Maine. I really deeply care about our country and protecting our freedoms. And you were talking about anti-white hate, you know, and this craziness that we're having with the crime wave. So I've been holding a banner that says it's okay to be white, just to kind of expose how much the level of anti-white hate that we have in our society.
Yes.
And you wouldn't believe the complete outrage of the population here, like the mayor and the city councilors have all condemned it. The city council has put statements calling it a symbol of white supremacy, and we need to make sure that white supremacists don't feel safe in our city.
Sir, it sounds like you're on a speakerphone. Take it off speaker.
Yeah, it's off speaker. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I said the city government has just lost their mind. Like, the mayor, the city councilors are putting out statements saying that it's okay to be white as a symbol of white supremacy. Some city councilors have said we need to make white supremacists feel unsafe in our communities. The Democratic Socialists had a Zoom call where someone leaked the footage from their meeting, and they were talking about having members stalk me and stop me from collecting signatures so I couldn't run for office in the future.
Yeah, that's it. They're basing everything on anti-white racism, and white people should say it's okay to be white. In fact, it's good to be white. It's good to be human. It's good to be black. It's good to be alive. It's good to have red blood and be together, and they want to break our will all over the country. They're having blacks segregate themselves again. All of this is the model where a warden will break the prison up into racial groups to control people. We are creating a giant open-air prison. How do people find a website, a Twitter, an account to find more about you?
Yeah, you can just look me up on Facebook, Richard Levi Ward. It's been all over the news.
All right, Richard Levi Ward, call again with a better phone. I'm not mad at you, but it's hard to understand you, but I heard most of it. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with even more calls, and I've got a clip that I meant to play 2 weeks ago when it first happened. I never got to it. I'm going to play it now. It's an off-duty black police officer, a woman, and a man tries to rob her and take her purse and her gun. She says, I'm going to kill you. He keeps attacking her. She shoots him and kills him. Now, that's a good thing she did. If it was a white guy attacking her, kill him. If it's a black guy attacking, kill him. I don't care what color they are. Now, because she's black, there's not riots about it. But you know, if it was a white woman or a white man had shot a black assailant or vice versa, it'd be the end of the world and riots everywhere. This is how the media controls us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
The social engineers are trying to make us all kill each other. Hundreds and hundreds of Hollywood movies and TV shows depicting whites as evil, horrible racists that need to be killed. Politicians everywhere saying whites are inherently bad, including white politicians, to distract the public to kill each other while the globalists rob and steal and destroy our entire future. Ron in Arizona, I'm going to go to you in a moment. But first, I mentioned this clip. Everybody's probably already seen it. I never got to it a few weeks ago. But here is a black off-duty police officer, a woman, with a black man trying to mug her and trying to take her purse and take her gun. She feels threatened. She kills him. Now, if she'd have been white, Chicago would be burning right now. Here's the video.
Okay.
Doesn't she have a right to defend herself whether the man attacking her was black or white or any other color? Notice after she shoots a couple times, I'm sorry, baby. But only the police in Chicago can have guns. Only the police in Chicago can have guns. Only the ruling class and their enforcers can have guns. That's the leftist plan. What an evil plan. Ron in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Good morning and good evening to everyone wherever we are. You know, I've got a national store, a chain store with gas stations close to my house, and there's a decal on the door as you walk in, and it says, security guards wanted $35 an hour. And I asked the clerk inside, I said, what's up with this? And he said, well, we used to have part-time police, but no, the police don't want the job anymore because there's cameras all outside by the pumps. There's cameras inside the store like a casino. And they're afraid if there's excessive force employed that they're going to lose their lives. They're going to go to prison. They're going to lose their jobs. They're going to lose their everything. And I'm at a loss to explain where this is going to end up at that store.
Well, it shows the police have basically stood down, and I don't blame them because if they defend people, they're going to be prosecuted. If they make a mistake, you know, the criminal starts the fight, and then the cops go too far. What do you expect? And these prosecutors will prosecute the cops. You know, oh, the cop shot him twice instead of once. And so that cop gets 30 years in jail. So, absolutely, it's a real crisis.
And my friends that do have guns are afraid that they're going to be outside, somebody's going to harass them, or they're going to deploy the gun, they're going to utilize the gun, they're going to go to prison.
Well, it's better to be tried by 9 than carried by 6.
Well, yeah, I understand, you know, and it's something that, you know, needs to be addressed, and it's Alex Jones and InfoWars that's tackling the world's greatest problems on a daily basis. And you're all so great down there, and it was a pleasure to talk to you today, sir.
Brother, don't hang up. I, by the way, I love your radio voice. You got a great voice for radio. But you're absolutely right about this. So this is a microcosm of police slow rolling. We've all heard the police scanners in Chicago and New York. There's a big shootout, and the cops just go, let them shoot it out. We're not going to risk our lives and get in the middle of this and then get put in prison. But you can blame the cops for not rushing in. Well, no, it's the prosecutors and it's the system. So you have like the mayor of New York, literally is a black racist. He hires his family to defend him. He has all this private security and police, but then he'll fry a cop that defends themselves or protects somebody. What do you expect? It is insane. But you notice all these leftist members of Congress and legislatures and city halls, city council members are getting killed every day. Don't they see what they're doing? Again, the New World Order is a suicide pact. Why would the people working with the system go along with something that destroys their own future? What's the answer to that, Ron?
The answer in New York is pretty much if you're a senior and you live alone, you're afraid to come out because you're going to be figured out. You're going to be followed like prey. And you're going to be, you know, taken down in your place. And it's you know, it's coast to coast. You know, Alex, it's every city.
It is.
The left is trying to ruin everything. And, you know, we talked about it a year ago, you and I. And I was afraid then of the nuclear war. And I said, you know, submarines are our only hope. 85% of our warheads are underwater. And those crews don't have internet right now, and they're practicing drills at this very second to launch their, deploy their systems. And they could release everything in 20 minutes. One Ohio-class submarine could deploy everything in 20 minutes, and it's game over.
Were you a submariner?
I came from a Navy family.
Yeah.
I was drafted in Vietnam, but Nixon stopped the draft to get reelected. He had promised to stop the war. Nixon won his first election by promising to stop the war. Who's trying to stop the war, Alex? You've said it before. No one is trying to stop the war, Alex. You talk about the group in Washington of the new representatives in the Green Deal. My God, radiation is the worst contaminant on the planet possible. And you're playing with that?
We're definitely flirting. We're flirting with our own destruction. Thank you, Ron, for getting through. Let's talk to Andrew in Tennessee. Has a roofing company. Talking about small businesses being harassed. What are you seeing?
Hey, what's up, Al? Voice is a little banged up here, whatever they're spraying here. But had a roofing company for 18 years and thousands of roofs completed. And it's just another angle that we're under attack here. That Federal OSHA sat in the woods, watched us work on a 9-foot tall rancher for a week or so, the condominium complex, all small little roofs, took pictures of us when the guys unhooked and fined us $500,000. I mean, we don't have that type of money.
So OSHA doesn't care about the open border or the children being smuggled, but they surveilled you and gave you fines for what? You didn't have safety harnesses or what?
Right. All our employees who are longtime employees, almost like a family here. We're small company, 6-8 guys. You know, we all know each other. We had equipment. They sat in the woods, waited for us to come down the ladders, go up the ladder, smoke a cigarette, whatever. Mind you, 9 foot in the air on a tiny little rancher. We're professionals. And they took pictures through branches. You could see them, fine us $500,000.
You're in a 9-foot tall house, don't need safety harnesses. And OSHA hit out there to harass small businesses, just like Biden hiring 87,000 IRS agents to harass blue collar workers.
Yeah.
And you just got a $500,000 fine.
$500,000 fine. I'll be lucky to make that in 3 years. I mean, this goes under the radar. This is happening to small contractors, not just roofers.
The whole lockdowns, country. Everything's about shutting small businesses down. That's why everybody's got to go out and get a small business, even if it costs more money. Supporting the big companies is death. We've got, when we can, you know, I got to buy expensive software from the globalists. That's the people that have it. I've got to use some of their stuff. But whenever I can, I do not ever go in a big box store or a big hotel or a big company. I 100% go out of my way to go mom and pop. Because that's about defending us. I don't do that because I'm a nice guy. That's selfish. The globalists are at war with me. I go out of my way. I'll eat food that ain't as good as long as I'm supporting a family. That's key.
Yeah, thing is, I ain't calling to be a victim, but to be, you know, the forefront of this and kind of shed light on this as a national problem. I go and
no, you're not a victim. You're a hardworking person up there 12 hours in on a damn roof, and they just fined your ass $500,000 to shut you down. You're calling in talking about the criminal activity and the attack on hardworking people, brother. They want to force you on welfare and make you roll over. God bless you, brother. Don't give up. We'll be right back with more calls. Thank you, sir.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Up again soon for police officers to call in about what they've witnessed, but also EMTs, police officers and EMTs, because we have the statistics, you know, with the murder and crimes out of control, but how about actually hearing from the eyewitnesses? We'll also do some more broadcasts where we take calls on what happened when you took the shot, your friends and family did. Nobody's judging you. We want to hear from you. But people need to hear this testimony. Please remember this testimony, this broadcast, this platform that is for truth, that the enemy hates, is only funded by you. So you have a great opportunity to support the truth, be part of the tip of the spear, and get great products that enrich your life at InfoWarsStore.com. So mark that down. Make a decision whether you want to support or not while getting great products. I'm not going to plug the products. I'm going to go back to your calls. But just great products, great information. Do you want to be part of the solution? A lot of you haven't bought products yet. Some of you have. I thank those that did. Those that haven't, I humbly ask you to make a decision to support the broadcast while getting great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now. Make your own decision about what you're going to buy. Okay, Reagan in Idaho, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, I think I kind of put the pieces together about why the infrastructure attack, the crime, the chemicals, the fire is happening. And I think it's quite simple, really. When you take a look at the 2050 transportation map and you look at it, it's all designed to destroy these rural areas to make them inhabitable too dangerous. You can't live there anymore. And it's pushing everyone into the 15-minute cities or the smart cities.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, we look at the administration and we look at Buttigieg and we think, why are they so stupid? Why can't they help us? When our first mistake is thinking that they're here to help us. They're doing exactly what they're hired for.
They're carrying out a unified operation, absolutely.
100%. And our first mistake was thinking that they're here to help us when they're not.
So what do? I think we identify we're under attack and we identify who's doing it and we go against their policies 100%.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. You know, I pray for discernment to get the judgment to see what's going on beyond emotion and try to figure it out. And I'm a truth speaker, and I see this. Now, there's got to be other problem solvers out there. I look for the truth. I want to hand it off to the problem solvers.
Well, the big thing is becoming aware of the attack and then deciding what we can do. And the main thing is getting right with God and changing our spirit. And that's basically an antenna. It is an antenna to God. And clearing out that channel is the number one thing. Then if we have God, we are invincible. Thank you for the call. Anything else, Reagan? She's gone. All right, let's talk to Mark in Brooklyn. Mark, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
What's going on, Alex? How you doing, my brother?
Good, brother. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I agree with what the woman was just talking about and the gentleman that was talking earlier. I'm from New York. I'm from Brooklyn. I've been in prison half my life, and this shit, excuse me for cursing, got me scared. You know, and I've been through hell, you know, and I've been trying to talk and to convince everybody, you know, to show, like, you know, show them what's going on. I send out your videos. I make videos. It's crazy. And, you know, I just don't know what to do. And the police, I even stopped them in the street and I asked them, what are you going to do when the time comes? You know, when they start trying to roll up on us here in Brooklyn, New York and all over the United States. Are you going
to? Well, that's right. I'm not just here defending the police. They're going to be the ones that are asked to enforce the lockdowns, beating up people. Notice the famous videos, particularly of black people being beat up by police for not wearing masks in New York. Oh, the left thought that was great. See, notice how it's all selectively done.
Right. Exactly. You know, so I don't have a problem with, you know, going up to an officer and asking them how you're doing, what's going on. You know, may I speak to you? May I ask you a question? Things like that. I'm trying to, you know, like, pick their brain, see what they're going to do. Because we're in a fight for our lives, Alex, and I've been through hell half my life, man, like I said.
Brother, you know? I believe you, and it's all been by design, this whole plan. A lot of folks are waking up, but it hasn't happened quick enough. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, what do I think is going to happen? If the people don't wake up, and I made a video the other day to ask the people, we need to come together, you know, like a lot more than the Million Man March. We need to come together like a 20 million man march and go to Washington and surround it and let them know that, you know, peacefully, first of all, peacefully, of course, get there and, you know, we're going
to. No, I totally agree with you, but then we have to expose the provocateurs, which Tucker Carlson is doing very soon. He's been doing it, but big stuff's coming. Thank you, Mark. And the deep state's so scared of Tucker Carlson having access to the January 6th raw footage. Charles in Atlanta, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Let me simplify this in my own mind. The way I see life in general, especially as it pertains to crime, the crime wave. I'm in my early 70s here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I have worked with a transit company for about 30 years, 20 years here. And I'm seeing the increase in crime with the youth and also the backing off of police. Who used to ride the transit system in plain clothes. They're not even there now for various reasons. But look, we could go down the line of seeing what's wrong. Let's make this assumption. Let's say that this life is not a simulation, but something, if you say God created it, but whatever. We're birthed into this world. We're navigators on a sea we call life. And when we get to the end of it, we kind of birth ourselves into the next life. So maybe what the key is just like so many things in life, you see sports, you see game shows, there's this yin and yang of one side versus the other side, and in spiritual terms, good versus evil. So perhaps what the ultimate thing we're doing as gods, as little g gods or magicians, if you will, is that we are really here to bring about enough balance of power on the side of good. Now, this is a solution. History shows us that where there's a void, is filled by something. And if good men do nothing, evil takes over. It uses.
I totally agree with you. It's good people of every race, color, and creed doing nothing. We're really the criminals. We're really the bad guys. And I agree with you. This isn't a simulation, but it is a real-world test that God created as a larger, real simulation. It's not a fake simulation.
Exactly. And the answer is always the same.
I agree, Charles. Lay some more knowledge on us. I didn't hang up on Charles, but I heard his phone cut out. Charles is making some great points. Charles, you gone? Every time I got a really good caller, the damn he did so frustrating. They've all been great calls. That guy was really making some good points. Doyle in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. My middle name is Jay. Jay from Wisconsin, but I'm now in Illinois. I'm one that's not a theorist. I took the shot. I didn't want to have to take the shot, but I took the shot. And it was in Madison, Wisconsin that this took place. And I'm telling you, people's Second Amendment rights are not safe. There is a castle doctrine in the state of Wisconsin. You have the right to defend yourself in your home. I had a situation with someone who first tried to break into my home and then after that tried to bully his way into my home, eventually did. This is an incomplete account, but and I have to be careful with what I say. I was tentatively charged, but within 48 hours was released. I had no choice. I could not afford an attorney. I had no choice but to actually tell the detectives what happened. I told them the forensics had to have matched, otherwise they would not have released me. I was smeared in the media, of course, and had my Second Amendment rights taken via a backdoor process, which would be akin to like what would happen in a red flag gun state, which Wisconsin is not one of those, but there was a process that was used. It cast me into homelessness. I'm no longer homeless. I would really like to be able to have an in-depth conversation with you about this. I also called in 3 or 4 years ago and made all sorts of suggestions. I'm a donator to the cause.
Thank you.
I have bought product, made direct donations. Are we still
you
live?
You are, sir. You're on the air.
Okay. And I mean, I'm all about the InfoWar, and I've told you at that time that I had a method of funding for you that would be phenomenal. I'm a real estate broker, and I can collect referral fees, and I would be interested in sharing referral fees with InfoWars, also with Gab, basically splitting.
No, I hear you. There's a million ways for us to fund ourselves. We just got to have the time to hone it down and actually do it. But I hear you, Doyle. Send an email to showtips@InfoWars.com. I appreciate your call. Hey, at least you're alive. You got in a lot of trouble defending yourself. But you shot the guy attacking you, you had to do what you had to do. And that's what's so crazy about this whole situation. All right, we're going to go to break and talk to Jason and Queenie on the other side. That's the nickname of my 5-year-old daughter is Queenie. Little queen, I tell you, queening around. But we're going to go to break, come right back with Queenie and Jason. Then Paul Joseph Watson is taking over, and then I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Please don't forget that in about an hour and 3 minutes, when Paul's done, the great Owen Schroyer will take over 3 p.m. Central. The War Room, please share the links. Tell folks to tune in. It is a powerful show. And it's only here because your support, InfoWarsStore.com. Make the commitment. Make the decision to support while getting great products. Take action. That's the first step into a wider world. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.